All right. This is one of those little things. Total shift of subject, unless you want to continue talking about Barbie.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you 2 minutes. But nah.
So I was at my internship, which is what unemployed people do to stay busy.
Or look busy anyway.
Right, yeah. I don't actually do any work. But I was at my internship, and have you ever had these situations where, like, you're not in a position to you know, correct something, but you just see how inane a situation is?
I think that's the human condition.
Okay. Well, I had a prime example of humanity then. I get an email saying, an email from a lady. Yes, from a lady who works for the organization that I am interning for. It says, will you print this document out and mail it, the hard copy, to this other lady? So already we've got three parties. And the reason is this other lady has to translate the document, okay?
Okay.
So we've got the source lady, me, and the translator. Okay, I guess the source lady doesn't want to print it because she's in Mexico, and so it would cost more to mail it than for me to print it here in California and mail it to another place in California. I'm like, all right, I guess I can do that. So I print out the whole thing. Then I realize she hasn't sent me the address. So I, you know, I'm like, and she's like, in the email, she's like, I'll confirm the address for you. Or better yet, why don't you just call the person and get the address? So I call and there's no answer. I leave a message. Hey, can you give me your address, whatever. And the email to me said, okay, this is important. Get it done today.
Right.
And so I call, nothing. I write back to the source lady. Hey, you know, I didn't get, do you have her address? Because I didn't get through. She writes me back like, no, I sent her an email though. and so maybe we'll get her address. And finally, it turns out, like, I'm not going to be there tomorrow because I'm only a lowly intern. I only work a couple of days a week. But I leave this hard copy with a fourth party. The first party will find the address, email it to the fourth party. The fourth party will then send it back to the second party. This is me being the third party who's now done the printing and the handoff. Now, once it's appeared that the second party has an email address, why didn't the first party just email the document to her rather than emailing it to me to print out and mail to her?
That's a good point. I mean, maybe it had to be officially in hard copy or something like
there
that.
There are four people involved in this.
But two of them are unpaid.
I think three are paid.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Only you are unpaid.
I'm the only one who's unpaid, but I'm the one who sees the inanity of it all.
Well, I think they probably all see it, but I think there's like this this strange trade-off between effort and actual money spent. It's like the lengths people will go to not spend money, or to, like, you know, it's like time is money.
Yes.
And, you know, it's, you could actually calculate how much your time is worth based on how much you're saving.
I can't see them saving money on this because there's been so much back and forth email of just wasted time.
Right.
And now a fourth person is involved and she's paid, you know, and it's just like, what a mess.
You know, email is also a very funny thing because, like, yeah, it's almost like this cost where you don't see it. You don't see how much email costs you because it costs you time to read it.
Yeah, totally.
And if you're working,
it costs you time to write it.
That too. And, like, if you work 8 to 5 and you get, like, you know, 100 emails a day, and let's just say it takes 25 or 30 seconds to read an email, read or process an email, then, did I say 100 emails?
Yeah.
Then that would be 30 minutes of your day.
30 no seconds way, times wait, 100 30. Would be 3,000 seconds, which would be how many?
Almost an hour. 3,600 seconds in an hour. So, like, okay. I don't know. I should have picked better numbers. Okay. I've lost my esteem on this. The point is, reading and processing email actually does take time because you are paid a certain amount of, you know, money per hour.
Yeah.
And it takes time. And although each email, it's like, oh, just 5 seconds here or like 20 seconds here, copy this, forward here, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you actually had to spend money or expense it or like go drop some petty cash and give it to somebody, you'd be like, oh no, I can't do that because that's just a waste of money. Or like to have to like get money to post it from Mexico to send it here versus like the whatever it is, 45 cents it is now to mail from
your office. It's a big document. I don't know. It's probably like 100 pages.
So oh, I mean, even more than probably, yeah, right? So maybe it'll end up being like $2, whereas in Mexico it might be $10 or something like that. You know, so it's like you've just saved $8 of actual money versus the hidden, already salaried money of these people and your non-money time.
Yeah. I'm going to start charging. well.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of situations like that, right? I mean, that's pretty much every organization is like, why don't we just do it this way?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird that the insight that working in this office has provided me with, there's just a lot of little things that, and I'm not privy to much at all, but so much seems sort of like inefficient. And yet everyone in the office seems very directed and like, you know, let's do this efficient, whatever.
I almost feel like, but maybe in the world of nonprofit or, but in you know, most worlds anyway, like a lot of people, there is inefficiency intentionally so that everybody has a job to do, you know, because otherwise you might not have a job or an internship even. Like if everything was done super efficient, it's like, yeah, we actually don't need any help. You know, it's like, we've got it all good. Or like there's people who are beginners or interns who like, just let's just give him some scut work.
Yeah.
And he'll like ask a bunch of questions because it's like, it's work I could do in 20 minutes or he could do it for 5 hours.
Mm.
You know? And it's like,
thanks. That's a real compliment to my workability.
I'm just assuming that we're talking about real tasks and not mailing letters from Mexico. But I mean, let's say there was some research project or, you know, some report that you needed to write, whatever it is that you do. Or whatever it is an intern might be doing. Like, I'm sure, like, somebody with experience could do it in, like, you know, a matter of days. Mm-hmm. Whereas it might take you a week to kind of figure it out, ask the right questions, get the experience. But it's, like, it's in the interest of the organization to have you just kind of waste time and get the handle of it. And get kind of the lay of the land in terms of getting process and getting stuff done in the office. So that's just my counterpoint on wasting time.
You're saying that wasting time is built into certain organizations.
I think so.
The nonprofit organizations.
Well, I'm just thinking about experience in nonprofit, and I think in certain experiences, yes, like in nonprofit, I could just do this, or I could involve these people, and I'll make them feel much better about themselves.
Okay.
You know, and it's like, oh, I have 10 volunteers, and they've all come out from the community. Let's have them, like, work here, you know, and they feel all great. It's like, okay, go dig this hole, or go, like, measure this thing, or go paint this wall, or whatever it is you do. Whereas I could probably do it myself in 2 hours.
You're right. No, I think you're onto something, because I've noticed there are times in, you know, in that realm when I'm sort of like, my God, if I were in charge, I would fire this person. And you got to realize, though, that they're all there because they want to be working there for the most part, you know.
Right.
And that is not how you're going. I mean, that might be a good business manager sort of thing, like, you know, toss the people who don't do the job well. It's like you get a lot of volunteers and stuff like that, and just because you can do the job better than they could or someone else could, you know, it doesn't mean you don't want that person there working.
And it's amazing. I mean, this actually translates, in my opinion, to a lot of fields. You know, like my first job was an internship, and I remember thinking, this is really hard, and yet, like, this is probably something somebody could do in, like, 5 days, you know, who was working here, you know? And looking back, it was. Like, it was so easy what I did, you know? But it took me, like, a month. But it's just because I didn't know anything. I didn't know how certain things worked, who talked to what, how this went, how that went. You know, it just took me a long time to kind of get up to speed on that stuff, and that's in engineering. And then, like, I know even lawyers, like, you know, they have summer internships, and they're probably just annoying to people. Like, you know, they're asking all these questions, like, all the law. You don't know the law. You don't know how the process works. You don't know how to write these briefs. It's like, but just go ahead and do it anyway. Do this, like, research project or whatever. And, like, doctors, you know, in residents, you know,
so
people.
Just do that surgery.
Well,
yeah, you don't know what you're doing, but just get out. You got to get your hands dirty, bloody.
Not quite like that, but, like, probably just, like, collecting a sample, like, or, you know, like, drawing blood. Or even just, like, oh, just prepare, like, you know, those the
stick
site.
Stick this catheter in there.
Well, maybe, yeah. Thanks for that. Maybe something even as simple as, like, you know, just take this alcohol and sanitize this wound or something like that.
Right.
You know, whereas, like, I don't have to waste my time with it. And it might take you 10 minutes, but that's 10 minutes. And I'm not wasting my time on something.
True.
You know?
True.
So, it's interesting that way. I think everything kind of, it's built into the system where people just, inefficiencies, but it's fine. As long as we don't...
I don't know. Yeah. That's something to think about. I think maybe we'll think about inefficiencies for next time. How about that?
Yeah.
Should we cut it off here?
Sure.
All right. This has been the Irregular Search for Truth, episode
10.
Woo!